All right, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Lure Lab. And it's Bassmaster Classic Week, bunch of new baits coming out. And fortunately for us, there's been a lot of baits that have been released kind of before the Classic has even begun. And one of those we're talking about today is the Great Lakes Finesse Juvie Craw. And you'll notice today there's no guests, it's just me talking about the Great Lakes Finesse Juvie Craw and how many color options it comes in, my initial thoughts, my reactions, where I think this is going to work, what colors I already have purchased, what colors I think I want to purchase, and then also the entire setup that I'm going to use, a spinning and bait casting setup for you to throw the Juvie Craw on to hopefully catch a bunch of bass. Now, my initial thoughts on it are, is the plastic is a little bit more durable than your standard tube. It doesn't look the same as a normal finesse tube. It's tiny at 2.5 inches. And I think it's going to catch fish. I'm just curious how many fish it's going to catch. As fishermen, we like to get stuck in our old style thoughts, right? The old adage is the fishing industry is 20 years behind. So anything new that comes out, we think about it as, is this going to work or is it not going to work? And that's what we're going to dive into today is, do I think this bait is going to work? So what is the Juvie Craw? The Juvie Craw is a 2.5 inch new style craw bait that Great Lakes Finesse came out with. I'm going to hold it up here on the screen. I'm also going to share screen to Omnia and the description to it down below. Everything we talk about, as always, is down below in the description. Sirius 10 will help you save 10% off all the products that are in that description. But the Juvie Craw, you'll notice a lot of detail in the body of the bait. Those who are on MP3 may want to switch over to YouTube to see all the details, but has some ring bodies, and the ring bodies are nice because it's going to give it a little bit of a bubble trail when you're hopping along. But it's not your standard typical looking finesse tube. It doesn't have all the little flanges and arms hanging down. You have two pinchers like a crawfish and two antennas. And this one is not rigged up. And I'll show you the rigged up one here in a second and what jig head we are going to use and talk about. But yeah, it's interesting. It's a very durable plastic. Like, you can really pull on it. It doesn't tear easily. Actually, by doing that, that might soften it up a little bit to make it go onto the hook a little bit better. We're learning things here as we go together. But so this color here is green pumpkin watermelon, which almost looks actually chartreuse on the belly of the bait. But the Juvie Craw, it's an interesting new bait from Great Lakes Finesse. Their baits have been making waves across the smallmouth fishing universe the last couple of years. And this one stands out to me because I love fishing a finesse craw. So let's show you the rigged up version of the Juvie Craw in the same exact color. And first of all, they made it to pair up with the Great Lakes Finesse mini tube head. And they have 3/8 and a half, and I believe a quarter. I use almost only 3/8 and a half because I'm fishing them deep most of the time. But this is how it is rigged up. So the first thing I noticed while rigging it is that you have to be very careful when rigging it. But there's some cool little neat aspects to this bait that, one, allow you to line it up properly, and two, also to give it that true crawfish fleeing look. So Great Lakes Finesse mini tube head. Pull one out of the package. And this is what that tube head looks like for those who are tuned in on YouTube. It's more of like a traditional sled style base or head to the hook that slides in and gives it a nice goby looking feature, but it's got a really short, stout, like almost zero flexed. I believe it comes with a Gamakatsu hook on it. And they're super sharp. They're very sticky, very dense to get down fast, and they pair up great with this 2.5 inch Juvie Craw. So to get it straight, the first thing that you're going to do is push your tube head in. So let me unrig this one slightly. So you're going to take the tube head, your tube bait, and you're going to slide it in. And you'll see, notice that there's these two little real thin antennas at the opening. And then I don't know if you can see it very well, but there's actually a slit in between those antennas to help you line up your hook better. So it takes a little bit of work. So get our tube head just a little moist or wet. We're going to slide it in here and make sure we get it in here straight. And now I messed around with this yesterday to make sure it was rigged properly for the video. So I have it all lined up. But when we have, as I rip an antenna off, let's do a new one. So we're going to do a new one because I already destroyed one. Super durable. I'm just kidding. They are very super durable baits. They feel great. I think they're going to last a long time, but that is a very small piece of plastic. So we got it on here now. You'll see the hook is in between the two little antenna heads that are wanting to stick together here straight out of the package. Then all we do is push the line tie through the super durable plastic, and it's a little tougher than your standard tube. And then once you have it slid through, this is how it should look. The sled head, real nice, thick head. The hook is in between the antennas, and you got your pinchers coming. So basically, when this is on the bottom of the lake and you're dragging it, you're going to see the pincher cross slightly float up because their baits are neutrally buoyant, has a great matte finish. But as you're pulling it along in the water, those little craws and antennas are going to flicker and move just a little bit to make those smallmouth enticed and make them bite it. So, yes, I believe the Great Lakes craw, the Great Lakes Juvie craw is going to get a lot of bites. And the colors that I have already is green pumpkin watermelon, which is what I held up currently. We have a green pumpkin purple because you can never bet against purple for smallmouth. We also have a green pumpkin purple copper flake. And then your standard typical green pumpkin. And now it does come in 10 different colors. So let me share screen here real fast so we can see all of the different colors. So yeah, as you can tell, there's 10 different colors. You have frosted shad, black and blue, which is intriguing. You can never bet against black. Green pumpkin orange belly. So if you see smallmouth or largemouth that are eating baby crawfish spitting up orange pinchers, that might be a good one to throw. Green pumpkin red, green pumpkin purple, purple copper flake, melon, straight matte black, which is a really good color from the Great Lakes Finesse. And then this motor oil color, which is one that I need to pick up here now as well, because that color looks fantastic. And sometimes smallmouth will get on a color that you wouldn't think would normally produce, and it catches you your biggest fish of the day. So don't sleep on the motor oil color. Kind of old school meeting new school in a super small tactile finesse craw. I'm really excited to throw these around. So let's talk about the setups to throw the juvie craw with. And the two I'm going to use is a heavier spinning rod or a bait casting setup. And everybody knows that I'm partnered with Alpha Angler. So we're going to start with the bait casting setup because 90% of the time I throw a tube in the springtime, it is on a bait caster. And usually I will actually move over to a spinning rod as these fish get even deeper. And that we'll talk about that setup. So my bait caster setup is going to be an Alpha Angler Clutch 7'5" rod. And it's like a medium heavy, 12 to 15 pound fluorocarbon, depending on the jig head size that I'm using, and a fast reel, 8-to-1 gear ratio. I'm going to make real long casts with that and kind of crack a tube back on straight fluorocarbon all the way back to the boat, shaking it on slack line and moving it. And I really like a bait caster when I'm tube fishing because of the fact that I found with the spinning rod, a lot of times when they come up that head of the tube jig, which is the one thing that I really like about this finesse tube bait, is the fact that when they get it, it's usually down their throat, so you lose less fish. But with a tube and a heavier weight, when they come up shaking their head on the surface, that tube bait, the tube jig will fly out because there's so much weight penduluming back and forth that the bass just, it comes unhooked and flies out as they jump. And then if you don't have ever relenting pressure on that fish, you lose them. So the bait caster, they come to the surface and they're shaking their head. You can just keep reeling because you're using heavier line and a little bit heavier gear. Now, On the spinning rod side, I almost always use braid to fluorocarbon. So like a 15-pound braid because I want it a little bit beefier so I can stay wrenched on them. A 3,000 size Tatula reel or Shimano, whatever your choice is. And then I use a 7-foot Elf Angler wrench, which is like a medium, kind of leaning towards that medium heavy spinning rod with 10 to 12-pound fluorocarbon leader. And I usually use a shorter one with the tube, like we'll call it 2 foot, 2.5 foot, so about 30-inch leader when I'm working that tube, just because I want to be able to keep a lot of pressure, keep that drag a little bit tighter. And if they come up jumping, I need to keep those fish pinned with that tube because I got tired of losing way too many fish. And that was the setup that I found where I started losing a lot less fish. Now you can go out and pick up really any 7-foot medium heavy rod that you want. There's a bunch of them on Omnia that are great. If you want an entry level rod, I would look at like any of the Abu Garcia rods around $100 to $150. I'm going to post one down in the description below so you can head over to Omnia and save your 10% with the code SERIOUS10. But those are my initial thoughts on the Juvie Craw, some of the colors that I have, the way to rig the bait. So if you're tuned in here on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button if you're new to this program, or leave a comment down below if you plan on using the Juvie Craw, or if you're just a finesse tube guy and you think it's a gimmick and you don't want to use it, let us know as well. I have both finesse tubes and the Juvie Craw, and I think they're both going to play and have a role, especially if that water is super clear and there's a lot of pressure. I think that's why I'm going to lean way more towards this Juvie Craw, but I just got them in my hands. I haven't had a chance to test them out yet, so maybe we will do an episode talking about success rates or little clips, talk about success rates with the Juvie Craw, and I'm excited to put it to the test. If you're on MP3, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a review if it allows you to do so. That allows this podcast to be seen by more people who love fishing like us. So stay tuned for next week's episode. Stay tuned for all the new baits that are coming out the Classic this weekend. I'm excited to see everything that is coming, and hopefully we can get our hands on a lot of these new baits and talk about them here on the podcast. But until next week, we will see you then.